Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Time with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 103. This episode is called Inside of You. Now, this trend that I'm talking about has a lot to do with what do you put inside of you, whether it's food, supplements, liquids, whatever it is that you put inside of you, and the reaction that you get. Now, a lot of times in our mind, we say to ourselves, whatever we put in our mouths, it's supposed to be beneficial, or it gives us a good feeling. It gives us comfort, because you got comfort foods. You have foods that just taste so good. But are all of them beneficial? Are all of them good for us? Because they say when you eat too much of one thing, it's not always good. It's water. Water is the simplest thing. You drink too much water, they even say that it's not good enough. That there's an required amount of water or liquids a person should intake every day. But to tell you the truth, we really don't know the right and wrong numbers of how much liquid, how much food. But I do know that when you listen to your body, when it comes to liquids, if you take in too much liquids, how does your body feel? How does your body react to too much liquids? You, not anyone else. And that goes for food. How much food would you intake until you get to the point where it feels uncomfortable? This is too much. Now, everyone's level of intake is different. You'll have a person who has a different body size than the other and may be able to take more than another person. But the bottom line is you need to listen to what or how your body reacts when you intake anything in your mouth. Now, I'm going to talk about a trend. And this trend that I'm talking about, it has a lot to do with vitamins. And vitamins is a natural trend. Why? It's because there are a lot of vitamins out there that are new. They have new innovative vitamins. And they still have old vitamins, which, the environment in which people are starting to create on the new or on the old ones and create new ones from the old ones. So the vitamin that I'm talking about is vitamin D3. Now, everyone heard of vitamin D3. I don't know if anyone heard pretty much about vitamin D2, because vitamin D3 tends to overshadow D2. But I'm going to explain the difference between vitamin D2 and vitamin D3. Now, the reason why I'm coming across this trend and why D3, who did anything to D3? D3 is a natural supplement, or it's a supplement that we all need in our body at some, at some level or not. Well, why I came across this is because I've been having some stomach issues. Now, some things I know that I can't have, and it does give me stomach problems when I intake some of these food items. So I know now to stay far from it. But then there were other times when I took the vitamin D3 and I had stomach problems. Now, what I did was, is I went to the doctor to find out, what was the cause of my stomach problems. Never mentioned the D3. And the doctor, like some doctors, they run tests and so on, and they said they cannot find anything. They can't find the source of the problem of my stomach problems, even though they know of the other issues. And they ask me, well, are you still eating those things? No, I'm not. So I'm trying to find out, and they're trying to find out, why am I still having these stomach problems? Now, the problem is that when a doctor says he cannot find anything, sometimes the issue is so small, it goes undetected. It's like microscopic sort of a way where you do not know what the problem is. So I did a trial and error. I dissected everything I drank, ate, how much of it, what was the ingredients that was in the food, or even the ingredients in the drink, apart from water. And I even looked into that too, because there are some waters I can't drink because they bother my stomach, believe or not. And that goes from distilled water, spring water, alkaline water, you name the different levels of water, purified water. There are some waters that I cannot drink because it bothers my stomach. Now, D3, I noticed it bothered my stomach and I just quite couldn't understand why. It's a supplement. Until I started to break down D3. Now, I did not know certain things about D3 until I started to research it on my own. Some D3s actually, they're derived from petroleum. The covering of the D3, it looks like plastic, actually is petroleum based. And we know petroleum comes from crude oil. But when they start breaking down petroleum in a way, they come up with different products. Like you get plastic, you get synthetic materials. And petroleum actually is a fuel. Once they start breaking it down, what they can be used for. But I also know that petroleum is impure. It's not a pure element. Now, the other thing that I learned about D3 is that D3 itself is derived from animals. And the animal that it comes from is lanolin. L-A-N-O-T-L-I-N, lanolin. And lanolin is washed lamb's wool, or the fat of the lamb's wool. Now, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, that don't sit too well, because for even animal rights, they're not going to use or be part of anything that derives from hurting or touching an animal for whatever purpose it is. Now, vegans and vegetarians, D3 is not for you if you take it. Now, if you're a person that is required to take D3, there's alternatives to D3. Now, here comes the difference of speaking about D2 and D3. Now, D2 is mostly for vegans or vegetarians because it's derived from a fungus and it's more vegan based, and it comes from a certain plant. Now, this plant is called the lichen, L-I-C-H-E-N, and it's sustainable, and like I said, it's a plant base. But D2 is not as potent, in some words, as D3. And D2 may be absorbed in the body a little bit easier than D3. But when you're coming across being a vegan and a vegetarian, and using D3, that does not sit well with anyone. So I came to find out that the D3 was giving me stomach problems because of how it was derived from and what it was derived from. And it's derived from an animal product. Now, traditionally and naturally, you can get D3 from natural base. And that's when they say, go outside. Spend some time in the fresh air and take in the rays of the sun. Now, we know the atmosphere is changing and that the UV rays that we get from the sun is more stronger than it used to be. So that's why we have to lather on the sunscreen. But it's okay. Put on the sunscreen. Go outside. Get that fresh air and take in some of the rays. Now, I do know that there are some individuals that are unable to stay outside for any long duration of time. And I would suggest that 5 minutes, 5 minutes of sun, just to kind of generate some D3 naturally in the body, because it's absorbed through the skin when the skin is exposed to sun or sunlight. But for those who are unable to stay in the sun for any long length of time, 3 to 5 minutes, just enough to stimulate some D3 in you. If you prefer to get it without taking any supplements. But not everybody's life is structured to be outside for any length of time. Because when you're going to work and you're going to school and you're going about your daily lives, being outside is not one of the options. Because so far, all of us are inside the house and not pretty much taking in any of the sun. Because we're mostly inside, whether it's work, school, business, or home. But during the course of the day, and in between the rainy seasons and the rainy days, it is very good to go outside. That's why, you know, walking has become the biggest exercise that you can use that is very beneficial to your health. And it doesn't take any gym membership, and it doesn't take any financial burden on you. Just walk. And I used to see people walk in their neighborhood, and all they did was that walk up 2 blocks, come back down 2 blocks, walk up 3 blocks, another week, come back down 3 blocks, or walk in a circle a couple of times. But as long as you're able to do it outside for a small length of time or any length of time, it is good to do so to get some of that natural D3 being exposed to the sunlight. Now, back to me and the stomach issue. So what I did was a trial and error. I stopped taking the D3. And I noticed that my stomach problems went away automatically. And I did this for about a week. So, you know, you give yourself some time to kind of like tune into how your body's reacting. And then I added back the D3. And instantly, within a day or two, I found my stomach went back to hurting. It's because my body cannot process the D3 and where it comes from. So that's when I stopped taking D3 altogether. And that doesn't say that I'm going to stop doing anything to get D in my body. I'm going to go outside and take in the fresh air and take in the suns whenever possible. And if I have those days where I can do a little bit more time here and a little bit more time there, I'm going to do so in between the times when I'm unable to take in the sunlight or the sun or expose myself to the sun. And I'm going to do it in a way that is healthy for myself. Yes, I'm going to put on the sunscreen. And it doesn't matter what skin color that you are. Putting on the sunscreen it helps with a certain barrier. Now, that goes to say that there are some sunscreens that you gotta be careful about as well when you put them on, because it might block as much of the sun and the sunlight from the body and the skin absorbing the D3. So you gotta check into that. You gotta, you know, weigh your options and see what kind of sunscreens out there that allow you to get the benefits of the sun without, you know, truly exposing yourself so much without some kind of protection. So even that is a little issue right then and there, but it's not a big issue. There's ways around it as long as you're still able to get the benefits of the rays from the sun. So like I said, there is D2 and there is D3. And you just got to know the difference, because D2 is more plant-based and sustainable for vegans or vegetarians. And D3 is more animal-based and is derived from the lamb's wool of animals. So there you have it, my listeners. This is Natural Times, and you need to know what's inside of you, what's going inside of you, because only you can benefit from the true you. And this is Natural Times with Taliva Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. And on that note, see ya.